with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
How's it going? It's Cooper and Una. This is Breakfast Rolled. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast, I suppose, or even getting this far.
Yeah, there's some good stuff to come.
Is there?
Yeah, there is.
Oh yeah, well, what's to come, Una?
Can you remember? What's to come, yes. There is the part where I have decided that I'm going to narrate dirty books for a living.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see about that. Such a little horse impression.
Yeah.
Also, we had a good get it off your chest today.
Oh my God, the response was incredible.
Yeah, we didn't get to play them all again.
Again, yeah.
But let's start off the podcast with our survey says.
We need to know what you think about this on 087-1102-107. Producer Donald, you got a question for us?
I do. Today, my question is 22% of adults admit they've cried over this in the past year. What is it? This one is modelled on Una, by the way.
Okay.
It gave me inspiration to find this stat.
What about crying over a heartwarming storyline which was inserted into a comedy? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Like, it's not usually, like, heartwarming or serious, but, like, they put in, like, a serious tone into a comedy show, and you're just like, why did they do that? I was enjoying this, and now stop watching it. Because I don't like crying.
Yeah.
I don't like crying.
You don't like crying,
no,
yeah.
Not happy about it.
Well, you do cry sometimes, do you?
Yeah.
Like normal people.
Every day when I come here, I stand at the door and start crying. I'm going to start crying now because Ian's brought her eggs into the studio.
Is that the answer?
Not
the answer, Stephen.
Oh,
Cooper, no.
Okay.
I don't know why I went with that, Stephen, then. But yeah, no, Cooper, it's not. Good thinking.
Okay, so what is it again? 22%?
22% of adults admit they've cried over this in the past year. What is it?
Do you have any guesses there, too?
Yeah, is there a bank account?
Oh, that is a very good shout. That's got to be a high percentage.
It's very upsetting.
I mentioned Una's bank account in the podcast yesterday and the profanity that came out of her mouth.
No, because it's just because there's nothing in there. There's never anything in there.
I've never heard you F-bomb so hard.
Yeah, no, it's so frustrating.
Then you covered your hand. She goes, oh, I'm like, it's fine. It's on the podcast.
See, when you go to get fuel or you go and do a big shop, you're like, have I got enough in it to cover this?
I don't. Oh.
I need to move something around.
Don't get me started with fuel.
No, sorry, I won't set you back. No, 22% of adults admit they've cried over this in the past year. Get your guesses in, please.
Okay, 087-1102-107. What do you reckon the answer is? Can't wait to hear your lovely voices on this Tuesday morning. Our survey says this morning, producer Donald, what were you asking us to try and figure out? Like we're some sort of mind readers.
Yeah, today 22% of adults admit they've cried over this in the past year. What is it?
Lots of guesses coming in this morning on 087-1102-107.
Good morning. Are you as well? Because you're looking well.
We are well. Are you well? Because you're looking well.
Well, I cried over smashing a new bottle of aftershave on the tile floor.
Oh, no.
I did cry for about 20 minutes because times are tight. I even had to turn off the light at the end of the tunnel. Liam Donegal, all the best. God bless.
A lovely legend. I'd cry over that. I've got an aftershave obsession, so if that happened to me, I feel you, Paley.
Do you have like a special place to keep all your aftershaves so they just kept willy dilly all over your bedroom?
Oh no, one kind of.
Do you have like a drawer with foam in it, like little inserts?
I'm not that bad cooping up. I have got a basket in a cupboard that
little
has
basket
all
in your cupboard.
Yeah. Oh my God!
So yeah, but it's not the answer, Liam. I'm afraid.
Little basket, Una, do you know me?
You can't notion him for having a basket.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying.
I was wondering, could the answer be spilt milk? Fiona and Tullamore.
Is it as simple as spilt milk? Lots of people saying it's got to be spilt milk. Is it spilt milk?
It's not spilt milk. But if you spill some, you clean it up straight away because it stinks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it that they cried while looking at pictures of their children as babies, Anna in Carrick and Cross?
Oh my god.
I miss when they used to cost me a fortune and ignore me and cry and poop me and keep me up all night.
Oh, no.
I miss it so much.
So gorgeous, so cute.
No, it's not the answer, I'm afraid, no.
Okay. We need some guesses in. That is the right guess because Donald's going to reward you with a hug. 087-1102-107.
22% of adults admit they've cried over this in the past year. What is it?
Producer Donald, how are you doing?
All good, thank you. My question today, 22% of adults admit they've cried over this in the past year. What is it?
Is the answer being overweight?
Oh.
All right, finished. Brian Donegal, have
you... Crying because you're overweight?
I feel you. No, it's not
I wouldn't
the
leave
answer.
The house. Oh.
Sorry?
That, if you were that upset...
No, I mean, if I cried, if I took that to heart.
Okay, yeah.
Oh. Adele says, is it cried over football? No. Cried over their bank balance? No. Cried over animal TV programs? No. The crappy weather? Oh no, I got it. A soppy song.
I'm sorry, is this all of Adele's guesses?
All of Adele's guesses.
They're all good guesses.
Let's break it down. Is it the first one, cried over football?
No.
Well, let's have a discussion. That must be higher. It must be higher. I think a lot of people, I've never cried over football.
I mean, I wouldn't either, but then a lot of people do.
Why?
If your team won the All-Ireland.
I don't have a team.
Oh God, I'm sorry for your troubles.
It's all right.
That's okay. Why no one wants you?
Pretty much.
I got
rejected by the county that I grew up in, and the one that I live in now doesn't want me.
That's because you're a blow-in. Yeah, you'll forever
exactly.
be a blow-in.
I'll always be a blow-in.
Yeah.
All right. Bank balance?
No.
We've all cried about that.
Yeah.
Animals on TV? Yeah, definitely. It has to be
a Dog's Way Home. Oh my God, that broke
me. No, it's none of those.
It's Dog's Way Home. What's that?
Oh, it's just this really sad movie about a dog who gets lost and goes on this kind of adventure.
That's a movie. We're talking about TV programs. Don't care about the made-up stories in it.
Okay.
Morning Night Radio, Tommy here. In Roscommon.
Hey,
just wondering, is the answer to the crying over losing a pet?
That is tough.
That is tough. That must be higher.
Donald, why did you do a topic about crying? This has gone all very sad.
I didn't mean it to. It's not a sad finish, but yeah.
I cried diesel in the tank last week.
Yeah, we all did, love. Don't worry about it.
Does that count?
It does.
Mm. And don't get me started with the oil.
We've all day. Go on. Go about the oil. Go on.
Is it 22% are crying when they are just actually scrolling on either Instagram or Facebook or whatever social media you were on, and you just come across something that's really like heartwarming?
I know, there's some of the social posts, and then you look at the AI, you're like, God damn it.
Yeah. Amy says, is it passport not arriving on time for your holidays? And then I asked her for a voice note and she said, I can't because I will cry because I'm on the way to the passport office. My flight is at 3. Oh no, Amy. Sending so much good vibes your way.
We need to follow this story.
Yeah.
Amy, we need you to stay in contact with us to see how you get on. Is anybody working in the passport office, sort out Amy. There we go. You've used your media contacts. All right, we need the answer, Donna.
The answer, 22% of adults admit they've cried over a stressful email.
Oh,
from,
yeah.
Like the boss. So I modelled this one on you, Una, so yeah. Yeah.
I remember I got an email from the boss years and years ago, and it was, what did it say? I remember the exact wording, and it said, may I just say, you are without a doubt the most unorganised person in this building.
You got that email years ago?
Years ago, and I remember it.
And you still haven't bloody learned from it.
Breakfast rolls.
Let's give you a little bit behind the scenes of what's going on. Una's hit the slump of all slumps. She hasn't done nothing but yawn since you've come into this podcast studio.
I can't help it. I didn't get much sleep last night. And I've just crashed. I need another coffee. My adrenal glands are letting me down.
Where are they?
I don't know, but they're I don't got no adrenaline. So anyway, yeah. Snapped out of it now. All good.
Slapped yourself in the face.
I need some. Yeah. Okay. All good. Ready to go.
All right. Cool. Let's play Rhyme It with Sarah from Armagh. And oh my God, she's still yawning.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's like, do you know when you've got tears running down your eyes from the tiredness and the yawns are coming?
Yeah.
Can't help it now. I think I need a little disco nap.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, disco nap.
Isn't it well for you to have the time to
I'm not
it?
Going to get a disco nap.
All right, here's Rhyme It this morning. Sarah, who's from Armagh.
Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme.
Sing it, Sarah.
Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it.
Sarah, who's from Armagh, who was buzzing after the Ulster final on Sunday. Congratulations.
Well, hey.
Yeah. Now, yourself and Una are swooning over something here now.
Kieran McGeaney. Sarah, very attractive man.
Fine man.
Fine man. Like, I mean, I'm just looking at a picture from here. Look at those guns.
Absolutely, yeah. Savage.
Savage, and he's just, there's something very...
He wears a good hat. He wears a hat well.
He does wear a hat well.
He does.
Yeah.
He actually does.
He's got a good chin.
He'd be up now there with the hottest managers in Ga.
Una, you should do a video for our Instagram of the hotties of Ga, who are the managers.
The managers, yeah.
Yeah, the hotties.
Poor Joyce, the Galway...
We don't have time to do it now, though.
Sorry,
let's talk to Sarah. Jesus. Sarah, you're working social care and you're on your way to Kilkenny, and you're single, ready to mingle. So watch out, Kilkenny. Oh. Huh?
Absolutely, absolutely.
It's fantastic.
So it's a work trip, but you're kind of treating it like a little holiday.
Well, it's a 2-day at work, so I have to stay down there, you know.
Right.
Yeah, it should be in a nice hotel and stuff.
I will. It'll be a lovely wee holiday.
Okay. There is one particular place in Kilkenny that I have to go to every time I'm there. Myself and my son Max are obsessed with one thing, and it's duck and waffle. And it's in one of the restaurants in the hotel. I think it's at the Ormond Hotel, opposite the castle. And their duck and waffle is incredible.
Is that Ramsay's place?
Well, there's so many nice places down there.
There is.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
Spoiled for choice.
Absolutely.
Next time you're down, go to Arran, the breakfast place. Oh, my God.
Arran?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Cat, you won't regret it.
You know, I usually miss breakfast, but sure, I'll give it a go.
How do you spell that? Is it Auron, like the Irish for song?
Yeah, A-R-O-N.
Oh, just O-A-R-O-N, perfect, yeah, okay.
A-R-O-N.
Right. I'll look up the menu immediately. Yeah. Okay, but before that, now, Sarah, you're
here. Sounds like somebody called Aaron named his restaurant Notiony. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. All right, Ryan, at the high score to beat is 3. Karen got 3 yesterday, and we told Karen that she has a potential of winning by the end of the week. So all you got to do is rhyme every answer with the word that we give you within 30 seconds. The word that we're going to give you this morning is...
Glade. G-L-A-D-E. Glade.
How's that, Karen?
Glade.
Okay, Sarah, you ready to go?
Are you ready?
Yep.
30 seconds start now.
When a fresh egg is still warm, it is freshly what?
Made.
When the ends of my top have started to come apart, they have what?
Shred.
The name of Wesley Snipes' Vampire Hunter movie trilogy is what?
Oh, next.
I can't wait for payday. I need to get what?
Paid.
Mum went to church and did this for us. What did she do?
Prayed.
I have a suit jacket made of this.
Time is up.
Oh.
Looks like we have a tie in the league.
You're tied with the winner.
Yeah, so you and Karen have a score of 3. So, you know what? But it all comes down to if somebody beats you, they can win. But if not, we'll spin a wheel.
So, what were some of those answers?
Okay, so when a fresh egg is still warm, it is freshly laid.
You got that.
You got frayed. The name of Wesley Snipes' Vampire Hunter movie trilogy is Blade. And you got paid and prayed. So,
3.
You got 3. Yeah. You got 3.
Not bad.
Listen, you're still, you're a joint leader, Sarah.
Yeah, yes. Yes.
Well, I suppose at the end of the day, you're winning in life.
You are winning in life.
You're off to Kilkenny to live your best life.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, thank you so much for coming on, and safe travels. It's absolutely manky dirty out there with the rain. And we'll chat to you soon, all right?
Thanks, guys.
Cheers.
Bye, Sarah. Bye.
Bye. Una, are you looking up the...
I'm looking up the menu now. I mean, look. Oh, my God.
Aron.
Aron.
It's Aaron.
It's Aron. So is that bread? Oh, I'm thinking it's bread, Oscailga. No, maybe it's not. Anyway, I'm looking up the deli menu. Go away, leave me alone, I'm hungry.
Brilliant. If you have any recommendations for hotels and restaurants for Una to go and look at the menu, please send them in. 087-1102-107.
Are you on my
this? Is I Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Right, let's get into it. Get it off your chest. What a hairy situation.
Woo, prickly. I loved today's one. Loved it, yeah. And just so y'all know,
yeah,
I am all for let it grow, let it grow, let it grow. Especially in the wintertime, do you know what I mean?
Keeps you warm.
Keeps you warm. You don't be showing anything. I mean, what's the point? It's just you're wasting energy. You're wasting razors. You're wasting hair. Perfectly good. That's just there to keep you warm. Mm. Do you know what I mean? So I am with the girl who is hairy.
So the only time I've ever de-haired myself is when you've put me up to the challenge and you got me waxed, and then you tried to wax me a couple of weeks ago.
I did. Air. I waxed your chest. That was, oh my God. Just the oh it God. Was the satisfaction from hearing the rip. It was so funny. I really enjoyed myself.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but can you give me any tips about the hairs on my toes? How do I get rid of them?
Oh God! you can be waxing them yourself, kid.
Actually, no. Actually, anytime you got a tattoo, they shave that area as well.
And did it grow back stubblier?
No.
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 Okay. Your tattoos, Cooper, are on the back of your arms.
On my forearms, on the inside, two of them, and one on the back of them.
You don't got any hair there.
You do have a little bit of hair there.
No, I don't have any.
I do. A little bit. It's very fine.
Okay.
Yeah, but there in the on the forearm there, on the back there.
They would have had to shave that. Yeah, big time.
Then the one on my butt. that's Dave Duke. Imagine. Nobody's talking about the fact that they had to shave his ass.
Did they have to shave it?
Of course they do. You can't tattoo around the hairs in it.
He doesn't. Look, I'm going to be honest here. Dave did bend over and showed me his bottom with the tattoo.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was as smooth as Dave Duke's bum.
Because they would have had to shave it, yeah.
What if the hairs grow back there? Will it cover the tattoo?
I don't know how hairy he is. You'll have to ask him. That's a question for Dave Duke and you.
We should give him this part of the podcast.
Is he here?
Dave, what's the story? How hairy is your arse?
Will we ring him? Is he up? Hang on a sec. What time is it? He probably is. We'll leave him out. You can ask him later.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I'll send him this audio and he can play it on the show then. And
sure, he listens to the podcast.
He listens to the podcast.
All right. Just get it off your chest. You hairy yoke.
We got this message in from Mary.
Hey, guys. I have a feeling I'm going to get rinsed for this. So I've changed my name. I need to get this off my chest because I think it's really manky and inappropriate. I'm in a house share in Sligo and a new girl has taken the spare room. She seemed grand at first, but recently she started coming down into the shared space wearing nothing but a wee slip. And she's hairy. Very hairy. Her underarms and legs. You could plait them. It's inappropriate.
Una.
I'm just reading out the email. I'm sorry now, but when you're living in a house chair, you should not be coming down in a wee tiny slip with hairy armpits and hairy legs. You wouldn't know where to be looking. I know people will give out to me, but I'm hoping there are a few honest girlies out there who will agree with me. It's just an uncomfortable situation. She reached over me for a cup the other day and I got a full-on bird's eye view of the pit. I don't like it.
Was she watching the pit?
I don't like it and I'm interested to see what everyone makes of it and what they think I should do. Mary, not my real name in Sligo.
Close your eyes, look the other way.
Yeah, girl. Long hair, don't care.
Oh, right, okay.
Hair goals right there.
I think walking down though in like a negligee or a slip or whatever you're wearing is a bit too much. It's like you're all right, okay, calm down. Like, who's coming over?
Yeah, I mean, but if that's just the way, if that's the way that girl rolls, that's just her choice. She wants to be in a wee slip and have hairy armpits and hairy legs. That's her truth and she should do that.
That's her truth.
Well, yeah. Seriously, because some women are just like, listen, it's the way God made us. Why should I have to, you know, be waxed or lasered or shaved? So I kind of admire this girl. Let it go. Let it go.
Be hairy like forever. Okay, I'll be interested to see what anybody has to say about this. Listen, each to their own. Do you know what I mean?
Each their own, yeah.
If you like your hairy armpits and your hairy legs, fine.
But I don't understand why Mary is getting offended, though.
Because Mary's a snowflake.
I'm
offended. Why? Because you're somebody in your house has hair on their legs.
Yeah.
Get over yourself. I mean,
but like,
sorry.
We have to see it from,
we're never going to get a message from anyone ever again.
Yeah, we have to see it from her point of view as well. I suppose when she's,
I don't want to see that point of view.
Well, you don't either. So when she's eating her breakfast and then she's like, I don't know, Mary, I'm sorry. This is very difficult. It's a hairy situation. Literally. So, 087-1102-107.
Una, God put us on this beautiful spinning ball of dirt and water to grow hair wherever it grows and let it grow.
Let it go.
Okay, 087-1102-107. What are you saying? Should Mary double down and also be hairy? Or should she get her new housemate maybe a
razor
or a gift card for a little beautician thing?
Yeah, you see, that's passive aggressive.
I've some of those wax strips left over that you tried to wax my chest with.
I didn't try. Wax your
chest. Una's against hair because she tried to take all of mine off. 087-1102-107. What are you saying? Get it off your chest this morning. It's a hairy situation in Sligo.
Yeah, so Mary is in a house share in Sligo and she doesn't like the fact that her new housemate is coming down the stairs in a wee tiny slip and she hasn't shaved her legs and or her armpits. So she's got hairy legs and hairy armpits and it's making Mary uncomfortable.
Okay, we're looking for your suggestions on 087 1102 107. We will pick somebody out and you will get a lovely overnight B&B for two people. Today's for the Villa Rose, part of the Gallen Group Hotels. They're four-star hotels. So what are you saying on 087 1102 107?
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
I think the simple solution there for that is switch her shower gel with Nair.
Don't do that!
There'll be no more hair.
No!
Oh, no,
you can't do that.
What is Nair? Is that hair removing cream or something?
Sure. Yes. I think so.
Okay.
I don't know.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, don't do that. That's probably against the law as well.
Hi, Wendy in Galway, about Mary, Mary, quite contrary. Honestly, Mary, this is a you problem.
Oh, okay.
That girl doesn't have to shave. She doesn't want to. And obviously, you have the choice to shave if you want to, just as everybody else. Maybe just, you know, live and let live. Love you guys. Bye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Live and let live. That's the is that an option? Of course it is. Just get on with your life. Don't be bothering about other people and their hair. But I think the hair isn't a problem, Una. I think it's the coming down in some negligee, like flaunting it.
Who's saying that? You saying that's the problem.
No, I said that could be the problem. But like
Lorraine says, girl,
don't you dare do that to me.
Lorraine says she needs to say this to her. Girl, I support your freedom and your hairy choices, but maybe you should bring some more fabric into the situation.
See, she said it.
Yeah, not me.
What if Mary bought her like a little, oh, welcome to the house kind of a present?
Okay, This could be risky. So like, are you talking like a little wax strip pack or what?
So like, got her like a little hamper made and put like...
Go on.
Maybe pajamas in it, so she might actually wear them and then cover up.
All right, pajamas. That's nice. That's cute,
isn't it?
Yeah. Or else, like, put in like little wax strips and razors, so she might actually get the hint. Obviously, put in other stuff too, but maybe she might get the hint then that she needs to do something about it.
Some little.
But she obviously doesn't think she does need to do anything about it, though, and she's fine with it.
Yeah. Some people just like to go au natural. Don't like to conform to the whole kind of like smooth situation that seems to be trendy. Everybody's like smooth from head to toe.
Who's got the money for it?
Okay, keep your WhatsApps coming. Get it off your chest this morning. Harry, Mary's friend in Sligo. Or Mary's hairy friend.
So Mary's living with this girl, and this girl is hairy. She's got hairy legs and hairy armpits, and she's coming down into the shared space wearing a tiny wee slip, as Mary says. And Mary says she's inappropriate. She got a bird's eye view of the pit the other day, and she just said it's not nice to live with.
Okay, what are you saying? 087 1102 107. You can win yourself a nice stay with the Gallen Hotel Group in Donegal in the Villa Rose today.
Good morning. When I heard that story from Mary in Sligo, it started off in, well, I was trying to picture myself being Mary looking at this, and I thought it started very well. And one coming down the stairs in a negligee, very good.
Okay, go on.
I'd be happy with that. But then it got markedly worse. The old legs, hairy legs, I could all like a picture with tissues. And then the armpits, fuzzy armpits like Brillo pads. Oh no, go back up them stairs, put on your jammies or do something else. Up them stairs now again, good girl.
Con, that is shocking. Brillo armpits are beautiful. How dare you?
Noted.
Yeah. Okay. Anya says, tell her you don't like feeling like David Attenborough narrating her walk to the kettle.
How would that go, isn't it?
So full, Anya.
Here she comes, the hairy one from Sligo.
That is shocking, lads.
You can hear her walk. That's me hairing me chin. Oh. You know, big manly beard of me. All right, keep your WhatsApps coming. 087 1102 107. What is going on, Una?
So Mary in Sligo is in a house share with the girl, and this particular girl, Mary says, has hairy legs and hairy armpits, and comes down into the kitchen and living room, their shared space, in a tiny wee slip, as Mary puts it. And it's on show, and Mary's uncomfortable with this.
Now, is it the hair or the slip or a combination?
I think it's a combination of both.
Okay.
Massive reaction to this.
All right.
This is hilarious. We used to have a flatmate, and oh Lord, he was the hairiest Mary going. He would come out of the shower, there'd be curlies everywhere from top to toe. So we just used to hang curly whirly wrappers on the inside of the shower door.
Well, if there was ever an excuse to have a curly whirly, that's
he got the picture. Like, at least he started cleaning the shower, but as for wearing a slip and letting it all hang out, I'm not sure.
Yeah, no. At least that was a little bit of fun. You cannot, see, you can say it to the lads. Really? The lads take it. Do you know what I mean? But can you say it to the ladies?
Dermless says, sorry, I can't leave a voice note, but it's gross to some. I get it. But there's a difference between being offensive and being offended. Mary needs to take this as a learning curve and maybe adopt some of her fluffy friend's self-confidence and comfort in being free, especially in her own home where people are supposed to feel most comfortable. That's a great point.
That's inspiring.
That is inspiring, and it's empowering.
You should be a public speaker.
Dervla should.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I said.
Yeah.
All right, keep them coming. 0871 102 107.
More than that, I think Mary needs to go to her local equestrian supply shop, get a pair of blinkers.
Oh, I thought she was get some ribbons for the plaiting.
If she gets blinkers, she can keep her eyes straight. She doesn't have to look left or right. It's none of her business if she has hairy everything. In your own home, you can be as you want to be, no matter if you're sharing or not. So she'd go around with hair everywhere, and it's none of your concern. So just go to the shop and get a pair of blinkers, and then suck it up with a cup. What's wrong with it?
Yeah. Get a cup, suck it up. All right. Everyone's pretty much saying suck it up. There is a few. It is kind of divided.
Sarah's been in touch. She says, I hear next time she's coming down the stairs, just look up at her and say, come on. It's like living with Hairy Mary. I'm not renting a room in Dublin Zoo. Will you go back up there now and introduce yourself to a razor, then laugh and walk off?
Say it how it is. So
this is actually divided.
Let's recreate that scene, okay? So just say I'm the hairy one, which, you know, is obvious. I'm coming down the stairs. Hey, what's going on? Do you want to watch a little bit of Grey's Anatomy?
I hear Hairy Mary. I'm not renting a room in Dublin Zoo. Go back up there now and introduce yourself to a razor. And now I'm walking off.
I'm offended. When it says she can fit her whole fist in her mouth.
I can. Why would you say that? Why would you say
you
that on there?
You just said it to me now.
Yeah, but that's...
I said, stop waving your tiny little fist at me. And I said, I can fit this in my mouth. I don't know what that says about your the size of your fist and the size of your mouth.
Right. Okay. We have to help Mary in Sligo. And she's not impressed with her new housemate because her new housemate has hairy legs and hairy armpits and comes down the stairs in a tiny wee slip, as Mary says. And Mary says it's inappropriate.
So not loving the hair and getting an eye full of it as well when she reached over for a cuppa.
Yeah, I think just chill out, like, you know.
Suck
it's
it up
hair.
And breathe it in.
It's Mary, it's just hair. Like, yeah,
it's,
we, you know.
Stop being contrary, Mary.
Yeah.
I think I'd probably be like Mary and have a bit of a ick about her housemate's hair. But look, I think she's just going to have to put up with it. Mm-hmm. I personally wouldn't have the confidence to let my hairy pits and legs be on view. But maybe it says more about myself and Mary than it does about her housemate. Mary, I think you're just going to have to suck it up, buttercup.
Yeah. I'm 100%. Like, I love the confidence of this lovely, beautiful, hairy housemate.
I think a lot of people maybe feel an awful lot of pressures, especially with social media, about getting rid of hair left, right and centre. Like lads do as well. Like when you go to the beach, you want to stand there at Ocean Beach in Ibiza and you want to be having the time of your life with, you know, wax from head to toe wearing your mankini.
Yeah,
you know what
no,
I mean?
I don't,
with
no,
your spray
I don't
tan
get
on.
That.
What?
Yeah, no, lads, plucking their nipple hairs is just, you don't need to, you don't need to
plucking
do it.
Your nipple hairs?
Yeah, yeah,
who says
yeah.
you pluck them?
Do you not pluck yours?
Is that how you do it?
I don't have nipple hairs the cheek of you. Oh. And even if I did.
It's all I do is use me of fucking mine. And all I said, is that how you do it? Oh my God.
Cheek.
Hi, good morning. I actually think Mary's been a little bit of a mean girl here.
All right, go on, Noreen.
Yeah. Like, if she is so offended by hair, like, maybe have the bottle to have a conversation with her housemate and ask, like, why does she choose to have hair? Like, not everybody likes to be as smooth as an egg, obviously, like Mary does. But it could be a very good reason. Maybe this lady could be allergic to certain products, or she just like the sensation of razors. Like, there's an awful lot of sensory issues out there too for some people. So I think Mary should needs to educate herself a wee bit by having a conversation with her housemate to find out what's her perspective on going with hair out. And maybe she can always educate her own housemate on why she chooses to be hair-free. And just be nice, be kind to each other. Like, why pick apart at someone? I don't get it. I guess Noreen over and Clonmacnoise nice listening. Have a nice morning, guys.
Love cheers, that, Noreen. Love that. Imagine that conversation. So I like you, right? Okay.
Hang on.
Why do you have hairy legs and hairy armpits? Why?
It's just the way I was made. God made me like this.
Yeah, I don't like it. I think it's disgusting. Why don't you shave?
I'm allergic to certain products and razors.
Look at my legs.
Yeah. What, do you use a strimmer? No? Do you use a strimmer?
What? I don't know what a strimmer is.
You don't know what a strimmer is?
No, I don't.
A hedge trimmer.
A hedge trimmer?
Do you use a hedge trimmer? Do you use a hedge trimmer? Yeah, yeah.
No.
No?
I actually got them lasered. You should take a leaf out of my book.
That's how hairy Una was. They needed industrial lasers. Get it off your chest this morning. Who's saying what?
So Mary, not a real name by the by, has been in touch. She's in a house share in Sligo and she doesn't like the fact that her new housemate comes down into the shared space wearing nothing but a tiny wee slip, as Mary says, and she's got hairy legs and hairy armpits. And Mary's just like, I'm uncomfortable with this and I don't think she should be doing it. Now, this is really divided people.
Yeah.
Someone has said, I only shave if I'm showing my legs for whatever reason. Skirt, dress, bikini, because they grow back the next day. Imagine having to shave every day. That's a really good point. It's like when you're doing your fake tan. You just do the places that'll be seen.
I've heard about this.
Yeah.
So like if you're wearing a dress where there's only a little spot at the back, that you'll only do like a circle of tan there.
Yeah, if it's at the back, I just don't bother.
So like, but how do you do it? Do you get a mop and just like it with a long handle to do the back?
To do the back?
Yeah.
I don't really, as I said.
Okay. All right, let's get some WhatsApps.
I say just let her embrace her hairiness. I do. I'm not bothered. And people can like it or lump it. If I live with people or when I've got people there, if they see my hairy armpits, doesn't really matter. So just tell her to not be bothered. Don't be looking if she's not bothered. Let her embrace it.
I love that. Not bothered.
Yeah, not bothered.
Not bothered.
Let me check my bothered pocket. Oh, look, it's empty.
Laura, good morning.
Hi, Laura.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks very much. What do you reckon that Mary should do about a hairy situation here?
Well, I was suggesting maybe turn off the heat and then she wouldn't feel the need to go around with barely any clothes on.
But she might grow her hair more then. She'd be like a Yeti. Una, you can't say those things.
I didn't say that thing.
You made me say it.
So are you on Mary's side then, Laura?
I am on Mary's side, yeah.
Okay.
Whatever about hairy legs, I just don't feel there's a need for hairy armpits. Surely they would be smelly.
But no, actually, the hair is there for a reason, Laura. It helps reduce friction. It disperses sweat and minimizes skin irritation. So
when you
we
say
can't be presumptuous and think they're...
When you say it disperses, just like a... So it sends the smell out.
I don't know. It has its own pathways and it holds the hair has its own communication.
It just goes
system
somewhere
there.
Else.
Yeah, it's amazing. Our bodies are magical that way. But okay, so you would be offended with the armpit hair then?
Yes.
Would you say it to her?
I probably would give a gentle nudge, maybe leave like wax strips or something.
Oh, yeah, because that's so gentle, Laura.
Yeah, to be fair, if she's going around like that, then that's probably not going to work.
Yeah, fair. All right, well, listen, come here. Thank you for coming on air with us, Laura, you brave soul.
You live your curly truth.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
If you listen to the podcast regularly, you would have heard a couple of episodes ago Una playing a couple of clips from the book that she's reading or listening to.
Listen, I didn't know at the time I downloaded this book. I did it on the recommendation of someone on TikTok who was reviewing books and he was like, this book is amazing. It's got history, it's got love, it's got war, it's got politics, it's got betrayal. And I was like, I am in. But basically, it's a 30-hour, that's the length of the book.
Wow.
And for the past, I would say, 15 hours, it's been nothing but bonking. Constant bonking. I swear to God, I do not know where they get the energy for the bonking. And to be frank, the bonking is boring me at this stage. But it's just non-stop.
I'm just looking up here to see how much you could get paid by reading an audiobook.
Oh, yes.
Ooh, an audiobook narration is typically between 100 and 500 euro per finished hour.
Okay.
Okay. Una, you could get in on this. Between 100 and 500 euro per hour. Finished.
How am I going to get... If anyone needs audiobooks... Audioed. If anyone needs audiobooks narrated,
yeah.
I can do even the dirty ones because I have experience now of listening to the... You see, it's weird as well because it's a man doing the two voices.
Mm.
So it's fine when he's doing Alexander, the military soldier. But when he's doing Tatiana's voice,
It's very much like this. Oh.
Well, would you prefer to have so different actors in an audiobook then? Nearly like an audio play?
Yeah. Or
that'd be an expensive audiobook then.
It would be, but I have read audiobooks where there's different characters.
You have read audiobooks.
I have listened to audiobooks. I told you I've hit a slump. But I think sometimes it works better when a woman is doing both the man and the woman.
Okay.
Yeah. Because they can do a really good deep voice like me. I am Alexander. Tatiana, I must have you now.
Hi, this is Ned Schneebly.
Oh, it's Tatiana.
Oh, yeah.
I've waited for you, Alexander. See, I can...
This could be a thing, you know. Yeah. We could try and get you a job reading an audiobook.
I would love... let's do it. Yeah. Let's do it. Show me the money.
Oh, it's all about the money for you.
100%. Yeah. I am so broke, like.
All right.
Skint.
Right, a shout out if anybody has an audiobook that they need read.
I'm the one to do it. I can do accents as well.
Go on. All right, we'll come back to that in a second. This is Una talking about being...
reading a dirty book.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Disgusting.
It's the home of possibly the person that I know with the dirtiest mind in the world.
I don't have a dirty mind.
My God, Una has been... I don't know if you've heard our podcast, but we had to call you out because you pulled into the car park here and only... So what are you listening to? You're listening to filth.
Well, it kind of got a bit heated, and it's been heated for the past 7 hours of the book. The book is 30 hours long. It didn't start off that way, but it took a turn, and I mean, the amorous scenes have just been constant.
I asked you to play a bit of it.
I played a random bit, and this is what came out.
Alexander's body was hot. Tatiana's body was wet.
And that's all I can play. That was the cleanest part. Yeah. The absolute filth that came out. I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
But it's not my fault. And once you start your book, you have to finish it. But it is embarrassing. Yeah.
It is really embarrassing, especially when you listen to it so loud in your car.
Well, that's just the way my car settings. I can't do anything about that.
It's called a volume knob. You reach first and you give it a little twiddle and twiddle. Turn it down.
A twiddle. Or you try to get into the action.
Now, we reckon that you could get in on the action on this and actually become a narrator for a book. Because that guy whose voice was doing that, I think he's the same voice who did the narration for the last audiobook I listened to, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Sounds like the exact same guy, except yours is filth. So I reckon they need to mix it up and put your voice in some of these books. Do you know what I mean?
Because it is funny when they're narrating the amorous scenes and the man is doing... The man's voice, Alexander, and then he's doing Tatiana's voice. Oh, sure.
What are you even saying?
That's what she calls him. That's her nickname for him.
Yeah, you did kind of do a bit of that on the podcast.
Alexander, Tatiana, I need you. I must have you. And then Tatiana, he's like, oh, sure. Oh. Oh, sure, I can't take it anymore. Take me now. Bring me relief, sure.
So I'm like, when is it going to get back to the action again? I am sick of all the...
So, and I think this could be a forte for you. You should audition or if anybody's got a book, you should get you to read it for them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I would do that.
And if it isn't dirty, you could make it dirty because that's just the way you are.
Right, so you think I have a career in narrating dirty books?
You have a career in narrating anything to it doesn't even have to be a book, Una.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
There you go now. So, we'll find a book for you to do an audio version of it that hasn't come out yet. Like, maybe get an Irish author.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or maybe if there's another, like, 50 Shades of Grey book.
Oh, yeah. So let's get some accents from you. So we'll try different regions in Ireland first, okay? So obviously, Kerry. So a nice love scene from Kerry.
Okay. Oh, my God. I'd wrap my arms around a girl. Oh, you're a fine set of a girl. Come here to me. And go away, boy. Go away. No.
All right, loud.
You're a good-looking woman. Hi.
Okay. Maybe you won't get a loud gig. All right, let's go to the United Kingdom, Liverpool. This is always one I love.
All right, so right, mate. Oh, my God. What is it?
Did you drop your chips?
Yeah. Can I have chicken and a can of Coke? I'd munch you like a chicken and a can of Coke. I'd drink you like a can of Coke. Right. Oh. See you. I'll have you right.
Okay, you lived in Prague, so let's get a Prague accent going.
You are the most beautiful girl. I could lay you down right here beside me.
France.
Oh, mon ami, j'adore toi. You are so beautiful.
German.
Mein Gott!
There you go.
Du bist ein Babe.
Oh, wow. Everyone's
ich verlange eine Erklärung.
What did you say?
I don't know.
Ich bin Langer.
I know.
It's his Langer. Ich bin ein die Langer. Oh,
wie geht's, mein Langer?
Oh, God.
Oh. Right, I'm done now. I'm done.
Get one more.
No, I'm not.
Southern Belle.
Okay, let me have. What will I say?
You're going to wrap up the podcast with this now. This is going to be you signing off as a Southern Belle.
Okay. Like a Scarlett O'Hara type.
Sure, let's go with that.
Okay. Oh, Mr. Oh, no, that's very bold. I can't say that. Oh, no, just give me a sentence to say and I will say it in a Southern Belle accent.
That's the podcast. Subscribe, like, share. You know what to do. Bye.
I like your trumpet, mister.
There you go. Like, share, subscribe. We'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.
Toodaloo.